B-Pod Studios.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Checkpoint Daily. I'm putting this out there right now. Black History Month. We will return to this, but we got a lot of show coming up for you today. First, obviously, EA hits us with a surprise announcement that college football is coming back. Mass Effect, a release date and a trailer has dropped, and Stadia will no longer be developing games in-house as if they did in the first place. And lastly, we will close out talking about simulator games, which ones are real and which ones are fake. That and more coming up on today's Checkpoint Daily.
The latest esports and gaming news. Checkpoint XP Daily has got you covered. Find it online at checkpointxp.com. Get in the game with your hosts, Norris, Callie, and Chad.
Hey, y'all. What's going on?
It's Tuesday.
It is the second day of Black. I feel like my powers grow every day in Black History Month. Right?
That's gonna make like the 28th such a bummer because you'll be at like the height of your power and then it resets.
It resets. Yeah.
That's a. And then you have to wait a whole nother year.
Well, no, we get them back in December.
Oh, you're right.
Oh, that's okay, true. Is it yeah. December?
Was it December 21st?
21st. Yeah.
Yeah, December 21st. We get them back. So you know what I'm saying? I just bug out because why Black folks gotta get their powers in the winter months?
Why not in the summer months?
Because they know it'd be too dangerous. We'd be out here wild.
Yeah, if you had that plus the sun, oh, I couldn't imagine.
Right. We already.
Do you get a Juneteenth superpower?
No.
It's too short of a day.
It's too short of a day, and you just get that's just the summertime's just a flat. Stat bonus.
It's a flat buff.
It's just a flat buff for all Black people.
Got it.
But anyway, with that said, how are you guys doing? I'm always joined by Chad Callahan and Callie Scales. What's up with y'all?
You know what? It's a good day. It's Tuesday. We're lots of gaming news coming out. I'll tell you what, programming this and any other show for like the first bit of the year is a nightmare.
Yeah.
Because all the game companies are just getting back in office and they aren't really putting out a whole lot. And then all of a sudden today was like the day where the dam broke.
Yeah.
Well, and news is happening again.
Well, you know what? I feel like obviously Q1 is just real hard to drop new stuff in.
Yeah.
I feel like Capcom is the only publisher that puts out anything in Q1 of merit. Because everybody's running off the holiday blues, right?
Yeah.
Like most people in
everyone's poor.
One, you're poor. Two, because most years you're not getting a stimmy. So you got that. And then beyond that, most people just are still playing what they got over the holidays.
Yep.
Well into Q1. So, yeah, with that said, we do have gaming news to go over. So here's what's happening in the world of gaming.
All right. Just before we sat down to record, EA announced that college football has officially come back. Interestingly, did not call it NCAA. They just called it college football.
They can't.
They do have an agreement with, I believe it's the CLC.
In Learfield.
Who represents all the schools and the logos and the brands. So they will be able to use those. My initial reaction was, great, are you paying players for their likenesses? Been confirmed they are not using players or their likenesses. So I guess they don't have to worry about that.
Let me say this. In the past, doing college football games, they have done it where everybody is just a position and a number.
Yeah.
And that's fine.
Yeah.
But it's annoying. It's not personal. It doesn't make you excited. You're not like, even if it's a random generated name, which that's the route I think they might go.
I think
go.
They'll go to, yeah, they'll go randomly
generated. They'll go to a randomly
names.
Generated name. And I'll say this, as somebody who plays FIFA, okay, the actual face scans of the actual players are way better than anything that they can make bespoke in Frostbite, because this game will be made in Frostbite.
Yes, it will.
This game is probably not going to look great. It's probably going to play okay. And it's just going to be Madden with another skin on it.
And it's going to sell a billion copies.
And that's the part that I hate. Because
really
it will. No, yes!
I don't know why. I just
Ted,
don't know
people
why
have
would
gone a decade without a college football game.
Yeah.
A decade.
I guess I forget how passionate people are for college football. But why necessarily, if it's the same game and you're just playing it without the names of the players, like what?
Because
extra
people
value do you get?
Because sheep. Because that's why. Because people.
Well, not even just that.
No,
like,
it is. No, I'm saying it. I'm saying it right now. Okay, people are gonna buy this game because they want college football so bad that it doesn't matter if this game is good or unique or not. It's not going to matter.
Really?
Because there's a billion and one Alabama fans out there.
I was going to say, I'm going to guess it's not going to do as well as they think.
Let me tell you what's going to happen. All they got to do, they got one thing that they could do that will completely sell this thing like gangbusters. If they say, bring your players up through college and port them over to your Madden file.
That would be
game
awesome.
Over.
I don't know that they will do that, but it would be awesome.
If it's made up names and numbers, then
why not? I completely agree. Why not? I think it's a great idea.
That's exactly what they'll do.
I love it. I hope that's exactly what they do. I might get in for that. That'd be sweet.
Import a draft class?
Yeah, that'd be awesome. I just, man, that's giving them a lot of credit.
And listen, it's giving them a lot of credit. But knowing what they've done with, like, Madden and FIFA and other things, I think that they'll probably do it. If they don't, it's a massively missed opportunity to get people to spend $120 instead of just $60.
True that.
But I think the biggest thing here and the biggest rub that I think myself, Callie, you alluded to it, and many sports fans have, is the fact that student athletes who go out, especially in football, and put their bodies on the line will not reap any of the benefits when it comes to this game. And I don't care what anybody has to say, right? Outside of maybe Alabama because Nick Saban, mm-hmm. right? Outside of a few schools who you follow the coach, the culture of that school, winning is made by the players.
Yeah.
It's the players. They're the ones that make these schools great.
There are 8 schools, I would say, total that thrive on a history of dominance and history of, like, rabid fans.
Yeah.
That it doesn't really matter for them. And the other 120-some in the NCAA, absolutely.
Absolutely need players. Like, think about this. Do you really think, outside of men's and women's basketball, really women's basketball, do you think anybody gave 2 shits about Tennessee Volunteers football until Peyton Manning went?
No.
Exactly.
I mean, some people who went to Tennessee probably.
Exactly. But that was the house that Peyton built.
Yes.
Okay? And so it's one of those things where you talk about star players, once-in-a-lifetime players, once-in-a-generation players. None of those kids will make money off this. And I still, to this day, think that that is just scum.
Well, I think it's ridiculous that college athletes don't get paid for their work. I think I've heard all the discussions about, well, they get their education and whatever.
None of them finish.
No, like, yeah, first of all, I mean, a bunch of them don't finish. It doesn't matter, though. Like you still should get paid for your work. I'm sorry. Anyway, moving on. Mass Effect Legendary Edition has dropped its trailer and the release date. It's coming May 14th.
May 14th. All right.
May 14th, the Legendary, it looks very nice.
It did look nice.
I will say this. I have seen some modded versions of Mass Effect 1, 2, and 3 that look better.
Yeah.
That said, they are also not particularly stable when you mod them to that extent. So if I have to trade a little bit of graphical fidelity to not have the game crash every 7 seconds, all right, I'll go for it.
Nah, and I'm excited for this. Chad, you are a fan of Mass Effect as well, aren't you?
I know of Mass Effect. I've never played, like, the original 2. I think I dabbled in 3, you know, when it first came out.
Go buy this game.
That's what I was thinking. I was like, when it came, when you were talking about it, I was like, I'm going
to
wait until, you know,
Legendary
comes out. I'll play this. I'll probably enjoy it. I have a feeling I will.
It's all 3 games. It's the DLC. Get ready for another launcher on your computer, because it's going to launch out of one thing to launch all 3 games.
You know what, though? I did hear that rumor, and I don't know how true it is, about it potentially being ported to Nintendo Switch. And I'm kind of cool with that.
Okay, well,
that
would be interesting.
It's a rumor. I don't know how true it is. I just saw it on Twitter.
Maybe the Switch could handle it.
I don't know if I want to play it on the Switch, to be honest with you.
I want to play it on a big screen TV.
Yeah.
It's one of the 3 games I still feel that way about.
And that's what I'm talking about. And Chad, I know you're PC master race and all that foolishness, right?
Yeah.
But I'm telling you, Mass Effect is a game made for you to have sticks in your hand, and you play it on the big screen with the surround sound.
Even when I play it on my PC, I play with the... I had to mod it to do so, but I play with controller on the PC. Yeah.
If they have controller level, like, I play controller a lot of games with the controller on my PC.
I'm sure they'll add in the functionality this time around. Yeah,
absolutely.
So anyway, super geeked about that.
Yep.
Lastly, Google.
we all giggled at this one.
Yeah, so Google shuttered their internal Stadia game studio. Which is, in fact, this is true, the least surprising headline I've ever read.
Let me tell you this. I'm only kind of sad because Jane Redmond, who was the producer of the Assassin's Creed series, went over to Google specifically to work on their in-house games. And it just sucks because I think she's super talented and super awesome. So I am sad. You know, I'm always sad to hear it anytime a studio closes.
Because jobs have been lost and it sucks.
But... And the reason why I do that is because Google put out a product that nobody cared about. The proof of concept was there, and they could have really got a head start on the streaming games. They could have beat everybody.
On cloud gaming, yep.
They could have beat everybody on cloud gaming. But instead, what they did was put out a whole bunch of games that came out 2 years ago.
They put out a bunch of games that came out 2 years ago that you have to buy all over
again. Yeah, that was the problem.
There were no exclusives.
Plus your subscription.
Plus your subscription.
To have the
Listen, I have two Stadias in my house.
Why? I didn't know you had two.
Well, I bought one, and Robbie Fatstacks also bought one.
Oh, my. That was a mistake on both.
This was like buying the Ouya or...
Google Glass. Oh, yeah. Another awesome... product. Ugh,
no,
I know.
I laugh at Google because they have more money than God, so they'll recoup. This is not a big loss for them.
Yeah,
whatever.
The biggest thing is the fact that I hate when somebody tries to innovate and they abandon it just so quickly. I mean, Stadia has been around really for what, 1.5 full years, if that?
Well, it's another, like, you can't do the video game industry in half measures.
Yep.
You either go all the way or you don't. Sony. Say what you will about them, they go all the way.
Yeah.
Microsoft, they go all the way.
Absolutely.
Nintendo, they go all the way. If you try to play things in half measures, no one's going to buy in. There's too much competition in the space for half measures to
work. It's one of those things where Google just has too many things that they have to focus on, and I don't think that makes sense to me. I think it does. When you have a company that has too many things going on, one thing's bound to break.
But, Chad, they do all of them good. This is the one thing they didn't do good.
Not true.
Name me something they don't do good.
Hangouts.
Google Hangouts. Google Plus. That died. Google Glass. This.
All right, fair.
This is a common thread.
Okay, here's what they don't do well. Social media.
They don't do well. Here's the thing that they do well is when something is going well, they'll buy it out.
YouTube.
And then they'll keep those people there.
Is YouTube, by the way, the greatest purchase in the history of tech?
1,000%.
Absolutely.
Because they bought it for, I think, $1.7 billion or something like that.
They found that in the couch. Like straight up. Like, for real. That's nothing compared to what YouTube is actually valued. Nothing. I will argue that YouTube, in and of itself...
$1.65 billion
in 2006. I could argue YouTube by itself is worth like $1 trillion.
I'm curious. I wonder if
it's not. It's not, but it will be.
It's worth about five times that nowadays.
Yeah, so it's not, but it will be. It's the repository of all human thought. Like,
to be fair,
good
though,
and bad.
Good and bad.
To be fair, without Google's support, would have gotten nearly as popular.
Probably not.
So, I mean, I think it was a fair trade.
Google came in and gave it all the back end support it needed to continue to grow.
Right.
But anyway, Stadia. Now, this does not mean that Stadia will no longer be on sale. This does not mean if you want to try Stadia that you can't.
Yeah, but it might as well not be.
It just means that whatever first-party games that Google was going to make are not going to happen, which, by the way, I cannot recall not one first-party game they actually got out the door. I'm not saying that there weren't. I'm just saying they didn't matter.
I can't think of any off the top of my head that like anyone cared about or they even said.
Exactly. So with that said, Google, try again next time. That's going to be the end of part one. In part two, we will continue talking about simulation games. Callie's got a nice little game for us where we try to guess what is the real simulation game and what is the fake one. Don't forget, it's Black History Month. We'll be back. More Checkpoint.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Working around bugs in Cyberpunk 2077, but your stomach is making you hangry? Cure your craving with Zaxby's. No need to hit pause. Order Zaxby's famous chicken, sandwiches, and salads for pickup and delivery on the Zaxby's app or over at Zaxby's.com. Cruise the streets of Cyberpunk's Night City while it arrives at your doorstep. Just order from Zaxby's indescribably good menu on the app or online and never miss a moment of game time.
Hey everybody, we are back with more Checkpoint Daily. I'm going to say it again, Black History Month. But we got more show for you. But in case you want to change it up and listen to something a little bit different, don't forget, we got a multitude of shows. If you're into comic books, we got The Other Identity. If you're into college esports, we got the College Esports Update and Checkpoint on Campus. And also, don't forget, if you're sitting back cruising on the great highways of the United States, you might be able to tune into the Checkpoint National Radio Show. So make sure you guys check our website, checkpointxp.com, for your local listings. Now, Callie, you got a game for us. Yep. Now, you know I love simulation games.
I did not know that, but I'm glad to.
No, I do. I love simulation games.
What
I love
kind?
I love City Builder. City Builders fall under simulation games.
Yeah, for
games.
Sure. Okay, yeah, SimCity. Okay. I didn't know that.
I love City Builders. I love simulation games. I love Goat Simulator.
I'm going to warn you, these may be slightly less highbrow.
That's fine. So, Callie has a game. Explain the rules.
All right. So, this is two for Tuesday. So, I'm going to give you guys, this week we're playing with simulator games as a theme. I'm going to give you guys two simulator games, one of which is real.
Okay.
The other I made up with the disclaimer that there are thousands upon thousands of simulator games out there. And just because I made it up doesn't mean it doesn't also exist. I couldn't check for all of them.
All right.
So, okay. Our first two simulators. Shower with your dad simulator 2015.
2015?
Wait,
is that
yearly installments?
Or prostate exam simulator.
Hold on. I'm still stuck on 2015 because that means like every year you're a little
that
bit older.
The existence
every
of
year
more.
You're a little bit older. This is okay. All right, and what was the other one? Prostate exam
simulator.
Okay. I'm gonna
one of these is real.
I feel like the prostate exam one because I've actually seen those doctors use those little butt simulators. Things to test.
Yeah,
I am.
All, you know what? No, the internet is undefeated, and I am fully expecting somebody to have made Shower with Your Dad Simulator 2015. I'm gonna say that one's real.
Please tell me it's fake.
Shower with Your Dad Simulator 2015 is real.
I knew it. Damn it! I knew it.
Real.
These people are sick. They have problems, Chad.
Part of me, though, is kind of happy that it's real because that didn't come from Callie's mind.
That's true. That's not the one that I thought up.
But I'm also sad because prostate exam simulator actually sounds like it has some public good.
Well, and like I say, it might actually exist. I just didn't happen to see it on Steam.
Maybe it's just not a Steam game, but I definitely know that there's doctors out there.
It's the DLC to Two Point Hospital.
There you go.
It's like Cyberpunk 2077 DLC right there.
Up next, we have Hand Simulator. Or Hot Dog Simulator.
I already know this one.
Hand Simulator.
Hand Simulator is real.
Okay, that you guys are correct.
I've seen that game. It's actually stupid fun because of how bad the mechanics are. You have to move each finger individually.
I've seen that as well.
So like every time you grab something, like you have to like work together with all the keys properly just to pick something up.
You know, but it's. It does remind you how complicated the human brain is because this should be hard.
Yeah.
Is it like one of those
co-op style games where it's just stupid hard to control?
Yes.
Yes, 100%. Okay, a lot of them are like you sit around a table and you have to shoot each other and the first person to shoot the other one and there's like all the stuff in front of you but you keep dropping it.
Your hands are like,
it's really fun.
All right. Wow, Math Whiz Simulator. Or Such Art, Genius Art Simulator.
I want Art Simulator because I love it.
Is it wow like wow? Now that's music?
Yeah, it's wow! ! Math Whiz Simulator.
What wow are they on now? Are they like wow 88?
It's kind of like in the 80s, yeah.
I'm about to check.
Or Such Art, Genius Artist Simulator.
I like Such Art, Genius Artist.
Such Art sounds like it'll just have a doge on the cover.
I want that to be. That's why I'm hoping for. I'm praying. Isn't it?
Norris, what do you say? Which one are you putting your point on?
I'm going to say wow.
Okay.
Is real.
Wow Math Whiz Simulator is the one I made up.
Oh, yes! No!
Such Art Genius Artist Simulator is available on Steam.
By the way, I've checked. They are on Wow, now that's what I call music number 76. Jesus.
Holy crap!
So you guys are currently tied at 2 points apiece. For those of you who don't quite get what we're doing, we have two different simulator games, one of which is made up and one of which actually exists, and I'm walking the guys through them.
This is a perfect example of why Steam's shovelware policy really needs to change.
It really isn't quite getting the job done.
It's not doing what it's supposed to do.
All right, up next we've got Hooked Catfish Simulator.
Oh, no.
Or Ultimate Fishing Simulator 2.
Hooked is real.
Yeah, I'll go with Hooked.
Okay. Ultimate Fishing Simulator 2 is real.
Oh, no!
Catfish Simulator is the one I made up.
You got me!
I got you.
You got me!
I did it! This one is one of two that made me laugh out loud when I saw it.
I was wondering what you were giggling about at your desk.
No, I was giggling about these. Kool-Aid Simulator.
Oh, no.
Or Cultist Simulator.
Not on Black History Month! No! Well, no! No, Callie.
I don't think the Kool-Aid was reference to that. Let's just be honest.
It's
there's
to
cult involved.
Cultist Simulator is the other one.
Oh!
Yeah.
Got it. You got to be careful in February.
I understand.
You should have started with the cult part.
You got to be very careful.
That's true. That's
in February. Okay, which one is real? Kool-Aid Simulator or cult what?
Cultist Simulator.
Or just Cultist Simulator.
I want to say Cultist Simulator.
People are sick, so I'm just going to say Kool-Aid Simulator.
It is Cultist Simulator.
Wow.
Yeah. Originally, I was going to name it Jonestown Kool-Aid Simulator. I'm like, that's a little offensive, I feel like.
Yeah.
Maybe I shouldn't do that.
Well, I give people no credit. I actually think the worst of human beings.
That's fair.
Oh, then you're going to enjoy this next one.
Got it.
Chernobyl Liquidator Simulator.
Oh, no.
Or Katrina Cleanup Simulator.
What?
I would not be surprised if like this was a bait and switch and
both
were
real.
God, why do I feel like the
I
Katrina
will just
was?
Say... that after hearing one of them, I had to come up with something equally offensive for the other one.
My guess.
I don't feel good about either of them.
My guess is you. For some reason, the Katrina one. I'm gonna go with Katrina.
You think that one's real?
Oh,
I think Chernobyl's
know.
Real.
Yeah, I'm torn.
I think the Chernobyl one's real.
I'm gonna go with Katrina just to spice it up.
All right. Chernobyl Liquidator Simulator is a real game.
Oh,
no,
so Norris, that'll tie it back up.
Not on Black History Month.
Yeah. Yeah. These are getting spicy. I think that is the, maybe not the spiciest one. The last one's pretty wild.
I was about to say, I've seen some wild shit on Steam.
Like I say, again, I need to put out the disclaimer that some of these ones that I made up may actually exist somewhere. So
yeah.
next we have Escort Simulator.
Oh, God.
Or Escort Quest Simulator.
Escort Quest.
Escort Quest.
Quest, yeah. Escort.
All right. I want the Quest. I feel like that would be much more interesting.
Because it's like,
well,
you know,
Resident Evil 4. So I guess it does technically
no,
exist.
Escort Quest Simulator. It's like, it's basically Persona, but you know what I'm saying?
But you're an escort.
Yeah, but you're an escort and no combat. Well, there is combat, but. Anyway, whatever. I'm thinking about this way too deep.
Yeah.
Anyway,
the controls for combat are gonna be just a stick.
A little different. A little different. Anyway, Escort. I'm gonna say Escort. I'm gonna say Escort Simulator is the.
I'm going Quest.
All right, Escort Simulator is the real one.
Damn,
Norris, you take a 4-3 lead going into the last one here.
All right, here we go.
Here's me just trying to like. I was hoping for something fun out of that one.
All right,
yeah.
Let's get it. Let's close this out.
Oh boy. Her New Memory, Hentai Simulator,
oh God.
Or Dominatrix Simulator, or How I Learned to Stop Worrying and Love the Vinyl. One of these is real.
Just
One
because I'm almost positive.
That's stupid.
I don't know. I feel like the hentai one.
Don't you love that either
real.
I'm really stupid for making that up or someone else is really stupid for naming a game that?
Yeah, listen, either way, it's a lose for you. Again.
Correct.
I think it's the hentai one.
Okay.
You know what? I am going to vote for the second one simply because of the creativity. If it's fake, I applaud you. If it's real, I applaud that human being.
Her New Memory Hentai Simulator is the real one. I made up Dominatrix Simulator. But that said, there is a game that inspired it called Dominatrix Simulator Threshold, which is a very unappealing title.
It is, but well, you know what? Why has nobody made like a 50 Shades of Grey game?
That is surprising.
I feel like that would hit.
You know what? There probably
communities.
Is.
Okay, let's look it up.
Let's look
it
up.
About it, yeah.
I feel like there might be. What is? Would it just be like a visual novel?
Yeah, I feel like it would have to be a choose your own adventure
like a Nancy
sort of thing.
Drew.
Yeah, like a for real, like a Nancy Drew game.
Nancy Drew, but it's definitely rated R.
Or the Wolf Among Us, like a Telltale game.
Yeah.
I'm not clicking on any of these.
Not on the work computer.
Don't do it.
Just because it starts. These are adult board game sealed.
Oh boy!
Whoa, now.
So you guys finished at 4 points apiece. You guys tied. Well done. You guys pretty good. You got half of them right. Not bad for your knowledge of simulator titles.
I'll say this. Listen, those are not the simulator games I was talking about.
No,
but like I said, man, Steam has so much crap on it. And they just got to do better, man, because I guarantee you none of these games are being played by more than 200 people.
And I got to make this clear. There were thousands more to choose from.
Oh, I know.
We could do this game on every show for the next year, and I wouldn't run out.
Yeah.
I would run out of creativity. I would not be able to think of fake ones.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
It's really sad. But anyway, that's going to be it for this episode of Checkpoint Daily. We will be back here tomorrow on the Twitch channel. Almost
that's
like
right.
The Steam channel. On the Twitch channel, twitch.tv/checkpointxp, where we'll be recording 2 episodes. So make sure you all are here for that. For Callie Scales and Chad Callahan, I am your host, Norris Howard, charged up off Black History Month. See you tomorrow.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.